Hello, my name is Shine, returning your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm sorry. Did you say Shauna?
Shine.
Sean? Okay. Hey, yes. I'm calling. There was a withdrawal on my bank account from this number, and I'm trying to find out what it's from. I have not made any purchases to anything of the name primary, what is it, the primary smart Apple appliance.
Okay, ma'am, can I start with your zip code and your first and last name to see if you have an
Of
account?
course, of course. Zip code is 32119. Name is Patricia Stevenson, STEV as in Victor, ENSON.
Can you spell your first name?
Patricia, it's P as in Paul, AT as in Tom, RICIA. A.
Okay, and could you hold while I search that for you?
Of course.
Okay, ma'am, and for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
Yes, 578 Reed Canal Road, apartment 103, South Daytona, Florida, 32119.
Okay, ma'am, I do have an account with that information you provided. I'm just waiting for the system to load so I can tell you exactly how the account started it.
Okay, please.
Okay, ma'am. I see that the account was created due to a skin cream being purchased. Ma'am.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm writing it down. A skin cream purchase.
Yes, ma'am, and it was made on December 19th, 2022. Do you remember making
I
an
don't,
online purchase for skincare?
I did not do this.
Okay, and you don't remember making any purchases
No, I
online?
know. Yeah, no, I haven't done that online. I have no reason to purchase any skin cream.
Okay, ma'am, we do take fraud very seriously, and if you didn't initiate the first charge, I'm gonna have to process your information and transfer your call to the fraud department.
Okay. That's fine with me. Hold on one moment. Let me ask. I'm pretty sure I know I didn't, but let me make sure my mom didn't because she was in the hospital. Hold on.
Okay.
It was the trial that I ordered.
Okay. Yeah, she said that she did do the trial, but said it was a, she did not authorize it to go through or pay, that it was a trial free.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And with making that trial purchase, it also stated it in the terms and condition that after 7 days of, after 7 days, if the account was not canceled, you would be enrolled in the monthly subscription.
We haven't even gotten the first. I mean, that's what's interesting. She said that she had thought it didn't go through because we haven't even gotten the trial. We haven't even gotten the cream.
Okay, ma'am. I do see that it was shipped out on December the 21st.
And with the mail, I mean, with the holiday, do you have it that it was delivered to us yet?
I see that it was delivered today, actually, at 11:37.
Okay, so if I haven't gotten the mail today out of my mailbox, but if I had 7 days and it was just delivered today, why would you, I don't even have the time to cancel it to see if I like it or not, or if she does. I guess that's where I'm confused on these things, and where she says she's confused. Is it, you know, we hadn't even had it yet. How can we do a trial? You know what I mean? And cancel it or whatever if it hasn't even gotten here yet.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do understand. But it was...
If we send it back, if when I open my mailbox, go down to my apartment mailbox, and I ship it back to you guys unopened, can we get a reimbursement?
Unfortunately, the products are non-returnable, and I can only do a 35% refund.
A 35% refund? How do we count? So, yeah, I guess I'm just confused because even though you have terms and conditions within 7 days, but you guys should have give us 7 days of delivery to cancel. I guess, you know, I understand, you know, you're running a business and all, but yet for customers, you know, service and for you to have quality service, I guess I don't understand. It just, I don't know, it seems like a scam. I guess we'll have to go further and cancel it, you know, cancel the purchase. And we'll send, I mean, I know you say you can't take it back, but.
Okay,
yeah.
Ma'am, could you hold and I can see what I can do?
Okay.
No. There's no paperwork here. But they can't charge me if I don't have it. I'm on hold? I don't think so. Oh, I am. You got the speaker on? I opened it. And besides that, they charged it. What day on here? What day did they charge it? 2 days ago.
Yeah.
See, I can't get it on mine. It won't show on mine.
Okay, ma'am, I did speak with my supervisor and I was able to get you a full refund.
Thank you very much. And do you want me to send this back?
No, ma'am, the products are non-refundable.
Okay, but I will get a full refund and I don't have to dispute it at my bank.
Yes, ma'am. You should see that refund between 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help. But you know what was funny is this was charged 2 days ago to my account, so it hadn't even been 7 days.
It has been 7 days because the initial charge was, I mean, the original purchase was made on December the 19th.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because...
Today would have been the 10th day.
The 10th day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but it still doesn't make sense that you get charged before you can even try it. So, all right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a happy new year.
Yeah, I have it. Can I get a reference number for that?
Yes, I have a cancellation number.
Okay.
That's C as in cat.
C as in cat.
263-578-290.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a happy new year.
You too. Bye-bye.